Welcome to Bliss Off with Renee. It is Monday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and I've got a few notes here for you before we go to the calls. A quick little note, I want you all to remember through, it's been going on for about a week now and into the end of next week, middle to end of next week. You know, when you hear people say, oh, Mercury is in retrograde, it's the electronic pulse or push or pull of that planet is messing with your electronics. Well, the way things are aligned right now, there is a push-pull on our mechanics. Mechanical things are awry. And the note that I get about that is to remember when something feels off, when something doesn't feel quite right, when something is amiss. When something feels out of sorts, off balance, you first look inside of you. What's going on? Where did I get stuck? How am I? What am I reacting to? And then heal yourself. And if there's nothing that's connecting, then look in your immediate circle. What's going on around you? Who are the people closest to you? Is there something out of sorts that, especially if you're a woman, we are far more keenly attuned to little things being a mess. So then you check inside your intimate circle. Is there something out of balance? Now, when I'm asking you or inviting you to check, I'm asking you to look in a place that is of noticing. Noticing, check in, drop in, check it out. Not think about it, not obsess about it, not micromanage the details. That's all a mental field. That's all of our ego field. We need to be dropping in to the noticing place. It's where we are more of an objective observer. So be that objective observer that they talk about in that great movie, What the Bleep. If you've not seen What the Bleep, you must go see What the Bleep. What the Bleep are we doing here? I've watched it. Oh my gosh. 60 times over the years, since 2005 when I saw it, when it first came out, in just a few theaters across the country. It talks about the quantum field, manifestation, the law of attraction. So just like they speak about in that movie, there's this place of being a witness in your life. So remember on Friday, on Wednesday, I talked about you are a performer on stage. You are a participant. You are not a victim in your life's experience. Similarly to that, be a witness. You're an active witness. What is moving around me in my intimate circle? If nothing drops in, if nothing connects, like I said, don't obsess. But if nothing connects, then look out a little bit further. All right? is there anything amiss at work, in the community, in my neighborhood? And so you go in these rings of light to do noticing when something doesn't feel right, when you're feeling wound up, when you're feeling defensive, when you're feeling retractive. You know the symptoms. You know your own symptoms of something's out of balance. And Lord only knows, life will always give us lots of things to practice. So something's amiss. You're checking in these rings, right? And then sometimes you get to this place where, oh my goodness, there's nothing. And then you look in that furthest ring. Oh, is there something going on in the planets? And it's good when you're checking in what's amiss in these rings of light to ask the question. Oh, is there something going on in the planets? And then your inner ding-dong, your inner knowing will go ding, 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 or drop in further and go, yep, that's it. So in the last week or so, even if you don't have a planetary guide, Llewellyn's, and it's two L's, L-E-L-L-W-Y-W-E-N's. They put out a planetary guide every single year. The one for 2024 is coming in my mail tomorrow. So get your guide for next year. And what that does is it gives you a week-by-week play. Sometimes it's important to know that you don't do certain things during a full moon, or you're going to feel topsy-turvy during a full moon, because there's a planet out there that has this incredible energy. It's huge, tiny, tiny, itty-bitty, microscopic when it comes to this vast universe that we are in. We're nothing. We're barely a drop of water. There's these big planets that have particular energies that pull or push during certain times. It's not woo-woo. It's science. It's science. It's science. So check it out. And if you drop in on that planetary, you can sit for a moment and you'll get a sense of what it is, even without a planetary guide, telling you that for the last week or so, there's a lot of mechanical energy that's going to be in and around, and stuff's going to break till the middle and to the end of next week. Now, I've been given a little extra note about that energy, and the extra note is that if something is broken mechanically, if at all possible, wait till next week. Wait till next week. Because some of the mechanicals that are amiss in these moments will right themselves. They'll right themselves. So feel that out. Put that into your noticing place and check out if it's something that can wait till next week. Now, with that said, I want to drop in for another note on that law of attraction that we've been discussing all week. When I was speaking about, remember the secret? The secret didn't really tell you the secret. Part of this most recent Beyond the Secret, I think it was called. I saw it streaming somewhere. The same players from The Secret said, well, we kind of dropped the ball on this one part. And the part that they offered is in the law of attraction. If you look at the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 letters of the word attraction, you will find the word action. And that is what I've spoken about too around this topic of manifesting and law of attraction. But I also speak about it so much with these two huge and basic and core beliefs about life. You are either someone who is co-creating your reality and you are conscious your responsibility to what is being created and playing out on your stage. Remember, you're a performer. You are not a silent, stuck in the theater person watching a movie and you can't do anything about it. There is no such thing as a victim. I'll say that again. There is no such thing as a victim. There are only people that are playing victim. Victim is not real. We only play one. And we play victim because we get something out of it. You will find me often saying things like, what's the payoff for you to continue to participate in this area of your life? The payoff for being a victim is that you don't have to participate. You don't have to be in action. And the payoff is that you can be helpless. And when you are helpless, then you're not responsible. And if you are helpless, then you're a victim. And if you're a victim, then it's not your fault. And if it's not your fault, you don't have to be in action. Go back and listen to that again. Because that is a phenomenally powerful progression or regression. So listen to that again. There is a note on my library, or not on my library, I'm sorry, on my calendar. So I write up little things on my calendar to keep me noticing certain parts of my life that I want to be in action about. And I put them on my calendar so that I can be reminded. And one of them, a quick side note, there is a YouTube video on my channel called Victim is Not Real. So check that out on my YouTube channel. Everything is Renee Beezy, R-E-N-E-E-B-E-E. One of the notes on my calendar that keeps popping up, it says, out of all of the things that I could be, out of all of the things that I could be, out of all of the me that I could be, this is what I've chosen. This is what I've chosen. And you can use that kind of phrase for anywhere in your life where you are feeling stuck. And then you can fill in the blank. Fill in the blank. Out of all of the me that I could possibly be, this is what I've chosen to be, whining about my reality, helpless, blaming others for my reality. This is the me that I've chosen to be. So keep that in mind while you are wiggling through all of the possibilities in this life. And when you're playing with the concepts and ideas of the quantum field, and after you and during you watching that movie, What the Bleep, right? Can go and be and do whatever I want. And then make a list. Another little thing you can do. I could go and be and do whatever I want. I could go be a motorhome mechanic. I could go be a massage therapist. I could go work at a campground. I could go work at McDonald's. I could go study and go get a corporate job. I could go do anything I want. Just don't be a victim. Don't play helpless. Because the universe gives us, life shows us that there are a zillion options. Always have choice. You've come equipped with your own amazing psychic, your own amazing intuition that gets you right where you need to be. When you listen, when you notice, and when you follow some of these universal laws, it's really, really quite simple. But our ego really doesn't like simple. It doesn't like simple because simple's not complicated, and our mind thinks that things need to be complicated. But most often, they're really, really not. So I want you to take these thoughts, these ideas, these actions, law of attraction, action, into your everyday life. Psychic is not about telling you what life's going to do to you. Life is here to point out your points of power that you are missing, places in your history that you could clear up, amazing possibilities for your future. Psychic does all of those things and so much more. But you have to be willing to participate. You have to be willing to be in action with it all. Got it? Got it. Good. I have also recently posted a video called Fire Breath. You can find it if you search on my website, Renee Beasy with six E's. If you go to the homepage on my website and you click on the search bar, which is right underneath my lovely photo, and you put in the word fire, fire breath will pop up. And there is a cute little video in there that I did with one of my grandbabies teaching you and talking a little bit about the fire breath. I also have on my YouTube channel that video called Victim is Not Real. I'm not seeing it in there right now, so I will have to sneaky-weeky try to find it, and I'll make sure I get that up there in the next couple of days. All right? Okay. I am going to answer a couple of questions that have come to me, and I'm going to go to the calls. I just found the video. Yes, you can hear me clicking. I just found the video. Victim is a Fantasy. I'll change the name of that because I keep calling it Victim is Not Real. I'm uploading it right now, everybody. I am a multitasker. I'm going to put it in the quick fixes. And I'll be making it probably not for kids because, you know, I swear. Thank God, I swear. Did I talk about the difference between vertical and horizontal morality? There's a really cool lady on one of the social media things, and she talked about people posting comments that because she swears, she's immoral, that swearing is an immoral issue. She explained things so perfectly. Basically, what she said is that people who believe that swearing is immoral live by a morality that is vertical. They believe that at the top of that vertical line, there is a deity or a person of authority. And when you have morality on a vertical line, then you do whatever the authority tells you without question. And that is where we get Christians killing more people than have ever been killed since the dawn of time in the name of God. I believe I can come to this country and I can try to annihilate an entire group of people, an entire culture, millions of indigenous Native American people on this continent. I believe I have a right in the name of God. I mean, all you have to do is look at Columbus's manifest and the papers he would pull out when he would land on an island, or as he did on this country. He didn't even discover it, but he accidentally got here after other people have already been here and were peaceable, and announced to the indigenous people that in the name of God, he can take them, and if they abducted, he had a right to kill them. When someone believes in morality on a vertical line, there is an authority, and they do whatever they want according to what they believe that authority is telling them to do. This fabulous lady that I heard describing this said that her morality is horizontal and is mine, by the way. Her morality is horizontal, which means her morality is in question of whether what she does is going to harm another individual. Her morality is dictated by a moral line that checks in if what she does or says is harmful to other human beings. And as I have said, she has said, I've heard other people say, fuck is a great exclamation point. It harms no one. There's nothing sinful about swearing. That is complete silliness. God made me a fabulous speaker with swear words. I don't have to use swear words. But they do make a point, and they do suit my personality. And good God, Lord Almighty, gave me this personality. So, fuck you if you don't like it. And fuck you can be funny. So, that was a great, great, great note that I wanted to share with you. Now, I want you to keep in mind, because I've seen callers come in and I'm watching callers leave, this format is about a topic. We will always have a topic and then I will take calls and I will answer questions from clients, from emails, from notes on my website. You can go to the bottom of my website in the footer on every single page while you are exploring what I do and checking out my menu of services. You can fill that out your lovely name in there, Renee Beese, B-E-E-S-E, and your email address, reneebeese@gmail.com. You can fill in your comments, and I will get back to you. So if you have a question, go to the bottom of my website, and I will always be the one responding, either through my assistant, but I use very particular words, and I always make sure that she and he are spelling things out correctly, so to speak. So with that said, I did have a question from someone. Most recently, this has come up a couple of times. I've heard this question many, many times through the years. Even as people say, how does your psychic abilities or your work using intuition to help people get clarity and direction in their lives? How is that contradictory to Jesus Christ, Christ's word, God, and the Bible? My answer is very simple. It doesn't. I love hearing Jane Fonda recently say, or I heard her say, I don't know when she said it, but that she learned in her 80s that no is a complete sentence. Someone said to me, oh, this boy in my class asked me out on a date, and I said no, and he said, why? And I asked the young lady, why is there a why? And she said, yeah, it's exactly what I was thinking. And I thought, well, good for you, because times have changed. Thank God times have changed. We are not your property. Women and girls are not here to make you feel good. Doesn't mean that you don't feel good being with us, but it's not our purpose. It is not our purpose. And on that word purpose, I just want to make a swing back around note to the comment I made that I could be and do whatever I want, just don't be a victim in it. I also have a note on that about your purpose. Your purpose is to be love. Don't get hung up on what's my purpose in life. Your purpose is to be your holiness and to be love, period. It's like no being a complete sentence. And it's like saying there is no conflict with Jesus Christ, God, the Holy Spirit, the Bible, and Christianity. Well, I mean, depends on what version you are. and using my psychic abilities to heal and help the world. I've been given a gift. Why would I not use it? That's stupidity. Don't get hung up on your purpose. You are your purpose. Be seated in your consciousness, my love. Stay seated in your consciousness. It is like you are sitting on a throne. Being in your consciousness is like sitting on a throne. It is your knowing place. It's not your dictator dick place. It's your knowing place. And when we know, we don't defend. When we know, we don't fight. There's nothing to fight of. When we know, we don't answer why. Doesn't mean we're not considerate or caregiving. So my abilities and my gifts have absolutely no conflict. Jesus Christ is an energy. Holy Spirit is an energy. God Almighty is an energy. It's all a part of the same consciousness. Allah is part of the same consciousness. Just because there's some extremists, which is a small percentage of that religious practice, that religion practiced, it is an extremely kind, passive and gentle spiritual practice. Buddha, Allah, there's so many names for God. And why wouldn't there be different names for God? We speak different languages. We get all of these beautiful choices without punishment. Possible for God to be punishment. That's an ego thought. That is man trying to control God. Any fundamentalist religion that exists because man is trying to control God and to be the controlling element in the God element. That's truth right there, man. That shit's straight and life changes. It's so easy to understand the history of the Bible. King James Version was put together, compiled by a king who wanted to control his kingdom. I don't trust that. How is that a complete unit of God's word? I mean, come on. It doesn't take much intelligence to kind of tear that all apart. And besides that, there are many, many, four or five that I can think of, but I don't have the references right now, of in the Bible where God and Christ and the disciples consulted with a seer. Well, a seer is a psychic. Prophet is a psychic. Those words are interchangeable. So I have no conflict with it. If you do, then you're not even listening anymore, so I don't care. Right? All right. So there was another question I had from someone. Let me go find it. I must have deleted that question, and I don't remember what it was. So I'm so sorry, Kim, because I know you texted me a message. Where is it? And I don't remember what the message is. So I will bring it up on Wednesday when we get together again. All right, my loves, this is it for me. We're going to end on this topic. I'll take calls on Wednesday. Have a blessed, blessed night. Any questions, concerns, curiosities, complaints, hit me up. You know where to find me. Good night, everybody.